without bail. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. The 22-year-old suspect in the fatal shooting of five at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs appeared in court Wednesday. Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared to need a prompting from defense attorneys when asked basic questions. Aldrich faces possible murder and hate crime charges for the deaths of five patrons and injuries to 17. Police say a manager at a Virginia Walmart began firing at an employee meeting Tuesday night, killing six people. It happened in Chesapeake, Virginia. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
A witness told police the shooter, who was called the overnight lead, in other words, he was the night manager at that Walmart superstore, that he walked into the break room. He did not say anything, and then he opened fire with a handgun. Now, it's still very unclear if the shooting happened only inside the break room, because of the seven people who died, three were found inside the break room, including the gunman who took his own life. Another victim was found near the front of the store. Some said that person was actually in a shopping cart. And three more victims were apparently able to move for a short period of time, and they were taken to Norfolk General Hospital.
Authorities identify the shooter as 31-year-old Andre Bing. 10 days after four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in their rooms, police still have not found a weapon or a suspect. Fox's Dan Springer attended an update from authorities on Wednesday.
One thing we did learn that was new is that when that 911 call was placed from inside the house, the dispatcher talked to multiple people, but police are still refusing to release that call to the public. But again, the two unhurt roommates who were in the house sleeping when the murders took place and the other friends who showed up before the 911 call are not involved in any way with these homicides, according to police.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Top health officials are warning Americans to take more precautions this holiday season as non-COVID illnesses continue to spread. Fox's David Spunt reports.
It's being called a triple-demic, just in time for the holidays. COVID-19, the flu, and RSV, an increasingly diagnosed respiratory disease, on the radar of doctors and parents. The country's top doctors believe crowded airports will likely mean crowded hospitals. Several hospitals across the country are beginning to hit peak levels. CDC officials blame the RSV increase in children on COVID. RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is hitting children particularly hard, from daycares to classrooms.
The White House says it will not implement a new mask mandate despite the rise in hospitalizations. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will return to New York City this year in full force. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the details.
It's the 96th edition of the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, kicking off the holiday season in the Big Apple.
When this parade and the balloons lift off, it's a signal that our city is lifting off.
New York Mayor Eric Adams, the parade starting at 8:45 a.m. Eastern Thursday, 15 minutes earlier than usual to accommodate all of the extra festivities, according to Macy's CEO Jeff Gennett.
We have 8,000 participants, 16 character balloons, 40 novelty and heritage balloons, 28 floats, 1,200 cheerleaders.
Mariah Carey, Dionne Warwick, Gloria Estefan among this year's performers, and of course, a special appearance by Santa Claus himself. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And plenty of World Cup soccer to watch after you finish eating that turkey dinner today, including record tournament winners Brazil, who face off against Serbia. I'm Jessica Stone, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.